This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're also on Getter, all the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the northern part of Florida, up in the panhandle, it's none other than the UndergroundUSA.com, the founder and the principal agitator up there, Frank Savallo. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain, the principal agitator.
Sure, I just thought I'd throw that in there for what it's worth. I mean, listen, if I can talk about AOC going down to the border, and we'll get into that in a minute, we can throw that in there just for a little fun. All right, are you ready for the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And we get it, and we hope that you get it, too. Now, I'm going to start with this. Russia yesterday flew two nuclear-capable bombers into Belarus and landed them. Now, they've got them in there for military drills, along with their 5,000 troops that are training with the Belarus military. Isn't that just ducky?
No, I mean, it's something they would have done if they weren't amassing on the border with Ukraine anyway, because Belarus is an ally. You know, is it a message? Yeah, it's a message. They're keeping the pressure on here. But, you know, Putin he plays chess when the West plays checkers.
Yep.
He's looking to get more out of the situation than just what we believe he's going for. He'd like to have Ukraine back, of course. He'd actually like to have a government in there that is puppet strength more than he'd rather have it back. But there's something else at play here, and I think when you look at what is the landscape here, it has a lot to do with Nord Stream 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with Putin, we got to wait and see. Sadly, you know, we've got to wait to see if this is going to be a full blown invasion and take over the country, or whether he's going to negotiate something to his advantage and then pull back. You know, in order to give the illusion of a win for the West in the midterms, because he would not like to have a more cognizant United States as far as the administration and Congress is concerned. He'd like to have the clowns that he currently has remain in there, because he's got more latitude to do whatever he wants. So there may be more at play here than what the media is thumping up.
Mm-hmm. Now, most voters believe that President Joe Biden's immigration policy is much worse than former President Donald Trump's policy and expect the issue to affect the midterm elections in November, as it's already starting to, because we've got Henry Cuellar, who is the Democrat down on the border, congressional representative, who's been trying to get the Biden people to pay attention to what's going on there and stop the border crossings. Well, all of a sudden, guess who just decided she's going to the border?
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love going.
Yes. When you hear that music, you know that it's got to be either Kamala or AOC. Well, in this case, Frank, it's AOC. She's going to go down there and settle everything, and she's going to go down there and make a fool out of herself and campaign for the guy, for the girl, sorry, that's running against Cuellar.
Well, she also made a pretty arrogant comment saying that she's disappointed she's not the voice of the midterm elections as far as the Democrats are concerned.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a level of ignorance and arrogance here that should even stun the people who already saw an extreme level of ignorance and arrogance here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coupled with the comment about Republicans are just ticked they can't date me.
Yeah,
I mean this is the mentality of a sophomore in high school. Now, as far as what she's doing in the Democratic midterms down there in Texas with Cuellar, you know, this is, again, Republicans in Washington and deep-pocket political operatives.
Mm-hmm.
Here is another invitation on the silver platter to drive a wedge between Democrats and progressives, now identified as the fascist left.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another opportunity to push that wedge between the Democrats and the far left. I wonder if you're going to take it. This is only like the 50th time you've been offered this.
Mm-hmm.
And I never see the Republicans taking advantage of these opportunities. You splinter the progressives and the Democrats, you win elections from now for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they waiting for?
Well, they just recruited another congressman, Democratic congressman in Jersey, just came aboard as a Republican. So Nancy lost one more over the weekend.
That's one as opposed to like 30.
That's right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more. And Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Nissan has got several locations to take care of you, and they just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, which is probably one of the reasons why they have people coming from all over the place. Now, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, and first responders, along with church pastors, all get great deals offered to them. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, the flagship store Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and don't forget, coming soon to Brooksville up on State Route 50. Now, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only 40 minutes north of Tampa and about the same north of downtown St. Pete. You can literally save thousands of dollars on your car purchase there, which is why people come from all around. And by all around, I mean the Panhandle, where Frank is, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, not to forget about the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. So, check them out online, Moss, Nissan.com. They've also got MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
What were we talking about here a minute ago about something to do with listeners and viewers? Was it CNN?
Well, you know, it was. We were talking about the dismal ratings of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And by the way,
and how like 16 people actually watched it.
16 million, the lowest total ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you picked up more people listening to your show out of Saginaw, Michigan, than they did having watched the Olympics on NBC.
Well, we've had a couple of messages from the people up here tonight, so yeah, that is a good sign when you get a couple of messages from the folks. So I'll go with that. But amazing, isn't it?
It's, you know, when you do things like they've done, the International Olympic Committee has done, mm-hmm. you and NBC, you have to believe that that people are going to get mm-hmm. turned off by it. China's got both the summer and the winter games, which is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. And the IOC is kind of just glancing over its idea of what the mission statement's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why, if their idea is to throw the spotlight and make the world a cohesive place,
mm-hmm.
then why aren't they hosting the Olympics in a country that actually need the spotlight?
Right.
If the Olympics were happening in the Ukraine right now, do you think Putin would be saber-rattling? If they were happening in Taiwan, do you think China would be flying jets into their airspace?
No.
No. You know, but they keep going to Russia, the United States, and China.
Okay.
So, you know, diversify a little bit, guys.
Now, I've got a local story here because I do have a lot of listeners to me here in the Tampa Bay area that need to know this. Folks, we have a traffic alert. All 75 southbound lanes, all 75 southbound lanes are closed in South Hillsborough County at the 301 exit because of a deadly crash that'll probably be closed for a little while. So please find an alternate route. Once again, all Interstate 75 southbound lanes are closed in South Hillsborough County at the 301 exit by a deadly crash. Please find an alternate route. Okay, Frank, you put out a great article yesterday about Joe Rogan. Now, the story behind Joe Rogan changed dramatically over the weekend. They were talking about they were going to pull him and pull all his podcasts off of Spotify. That didn't happen. They instead, Joe Rogan went in and pulled out the ones that he knew were questionable because of the N-word that was in there, plus some other things, and he did, several hundred. And then Spotify said, okay, we're satisfied with that. Just put out an apology, and away we go. So he put out an apology. He's still on Spotify, and life goes on.
Yeah, he's not going to get pulled from Spotify. It's their number one program and their number one moneymaker. And when you juxtapose that next to Neil Young and Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Peter Frampton,
Joni Mitchell,
the rest of them, Joni Mitchell, together they don't even scratch Rogan's back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know what these has-beens have decided that they're trying to do, maybe claw another 15 minutes of the spotlight because they want to be, you know, some kind of advocate for what they believe to be moral, but just a stupid move. You know, now, Rogan was very, very upfront saying, you know, what they came out with the N-word was so taken out of context it can't be believed. You know, he may have failed to actually rise to that level of crude for the rap culture, but he was actually talking to rap people when he was using the N-word, and he was using it like they were.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't something that was born out of animosity. He was trying to be hip and failed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this whole Rogan thing, we need to pull back and do a 30,000-foot look at it, because it's not about the protest that Neil Young wants to make about disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
This is really about freedom versus subjugation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Democrat-Republican issue. We've had Tulsi Gabbard come out. We've had several high-level left-leaning journalists come out in support of Joe Rogan on this. This is about a basic shift in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what cancel culture has been all about.
Yeah.
We can't go with the mob mentality on this, because if we decide that the left gets to do this kind of garbage and silence people, that's the very first thing that people who want to usurp freedom and liberty actually do. This is a fascist move.
Mm-hmm.
If they can silence voices, then they get to write the rules. and they get to redefine what freedom is all about.
Yep.
So this can't stand. Everybody needs to get behind Joe Rogan. If you believe in free speech, that means even people who say things that you don't like need to have their free speech guarded. I think Whoopi Goldberg is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't agree with their move to censor her by pulling her off the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather have her have the ability to prove to people that she's a moron than censor her. Because if we censor the ugliest amongst us, we open the door to being censored ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in free speech? Or don't you believe in free speech? And if you don't believe in free speech, then you are supporting totalitarianism.
Okay, let's go over here and see what Mel has to say. Okay, Mel, you got maybe a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, regarding Joe Rogan, why did he have to cave to the socialists, the Marxists? Because with that apology, that's all I see. You know, Captain, you know my ethnicity. And what he may have said about black people in the past, you know, he didn't say it to me. It's like Muhammad Ali said before when he decided he wasn't going through Vietnam. Hey, they never called me any niggas, nothing like that. So, I mean, it doesn't affect me, but still, I mean, if it's something he said, and whatever happened to free speech on the First Amendment?
Okay.
But he came.
Okay, let's give Frank a chance.
I got use for the guy. It's like these guys are taking me for an
answer. Let's give Frank a chance to answer it.
I'm supporting these guys.
All right, thanks very much. Okay, Frank, go ahead and answer it.
No, Mel is on a roll.
Yeah.
He's right. We become, you know, people say it is a joke, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We have become a snowflake nation. You can't say something that offends somebody else or they have to stomp you into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what American individualism is about. American individualism is about self-policing. But you have the right to say what you want to say, especially when you're talking politics. And that's, you know, that's what Rogan was doing, especially with the what they're claiming is disinformation. He was having conversations with Dr. Robert Malone, who actually was one of the chief architects of the mRNA vaccine technology, who's anti-vaccine. So why wouldn't we want to hear from him?
Yeah. Now, can you stick around a little bit longer?
You bet.
Okay. Caller, hang on. I'll be right with you. Frank Silvato and I will be right back. And by the way, podcasting is totally different than commercial radio. Some things should be said there that can't be said here. We'll explain.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed in a phone call Sunday ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Macron is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, and then Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on CNN Sunday endorsed the re-election campaign of his Republican colleague, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them. Thank you.
Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 public mandates. A GoFundMe campaign to support truckers was canceled by GFM, saying they will refund all the money donated. They blame truckers' actions for their decision. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Captain Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the Captain sent you.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. That's a lot of fun working with Dave Moss when we do those things like that. And we're going right back to the telephone line, and we've got Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And, Frank, thank you very much for sticking around.
Anytime and always, Mr. Captain.
Now, listen, you and I have both been in the podcasting business for a number of years. However, when I started in, I never had to use any of this profuse or foul language that was out there to make my point, and you never did either. And we did it right and worked our way up through the ranks. My podcast is currently number 3 in the category that I'm in at one of the largest podcasting websites in the world, and I'm in the top 500 of, I don't know, 20 million or something like that. I don't think that's too bad. But the thing of it is, yeah. But the thing of it is, Frank, right?
It's pretty good. I need to clarify when I do get hot about a subject. I have on occasion dropped the F bomb, but it's not something that's constantly in my vernacular.
No, and here's the thing: a podcast is totally different than a commercial radio broadcast, AM or FM. Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, satellite has its rules, too. Let's back up a minute. Satellite and podcast kind of like are the same one and another. Is that right?
Well, it depends on what satellite network you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Sirius, you can say whatever you want. It comes down to corporate policy when you're talking about that. If you're on a satellite system like Genesis or Salem or the other ones, then, mm-hmm. yeah, you're covered by the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting is the Wild West, but that's why it's growing in popularity, and leaps and bounds every year. I mean, it's not, the numbers never go down; they always go up as, mm-hmm. for podcast listenership. It's because you get a little bit more of a raw conversation. You don't have the sensationalist stuff. You get an honest, raw take on things. And it's not normally broken up by commercials, which needs to happen on commercial radio to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to podcasts, you're getting more in-depth into the subject matter, more specific in your subject matter, or you're getting a flavor that you like. It's like having a conversation, sitting in a conversation between people. You know, it's not slick and glitzy like terrestrial radio. But you have a bigger understanding of what people are thinking in that conversation. So Rogan was having conversations with people that were about things that interest him, which mm-hmm. happened to interest his audience, and the people who were listening didn't like it. Well, you know, if you don't like something,
turn it
especially
off.
In the podcast world, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't try to crush it. You just leave it. Believe me, there's a lot of podcasts out there mm-hmm. that I don't like or that don't interest me. It doesn't mean that I need to see them extinguished. Mm-hmm. I just don't listen to them.
Yep. Yep. All right, we have a caller on the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric in Houston.
Secret Agent 006.
Hey, Roger. Thanks for taking my call. A real quick take on the Joe Rogan situation, and this is my opinion, and I'll bounce off you guys. Here's the thing, right? Rogan, he says some controversial stuff in order to facilitate a more authentic conversation, and you can even say the 7 banned words on podcasts, right?
Yes, you can.
People are interested in that sort of stuff, and for whatever reason, right? You know, whatever. I'm not here to judge that. But here's the thing. Spotify caught a bunch of malarkey from people within Spotify when they first hired him because they didn't like Joe Rogan for what, before he said this alleged hyper-controversial sort of stuff. So there's that thing. And Spotify also increased the amount of clicks several years ago, the amount of listens required in order to receive payment for people listening to, let's say, you know, music, you know, Neil Young, for example. He gets like 4 million clicks, spends a month, apparently, and Rogan gets 11 million per podcast. So there's that angle going on. Joe Rogan, he's got a $100 million contract for 5 years. He's basically salary at Spotify, and people, you know, and he's also bringing in revenue. You know, people want to, more and more people are downloading the app or whatever. He's getting, you know, whatever information out there. And there's also this angle. You got Joni Mitchell, right? Her record label is out of Canada, okay, and the Canadian ownership, they call themselves independent, yet they're buying up record labels right and left, and they're still considered independent. I don't see how independent you are when you got offices in London, Dubai, United States, Australia, and I think Japan, if I'm not mistaken, and Canada. That's not very independent. So what I'm getting at is they're using what he's saying as an excuse, in my opinion, to extort or change the policy for payments for what these labels are getting or receiving from Spotify for the click that trickles down to the artists. You got all these, you know, these older artists, these classic rockers and stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
Back in the day, they might have been relevant, but now here they are. They fought the man back in the day, but now they are the man, and they want to get paid. So that's my two cents
okay.
on it. And I think they're just using the quote unquote misinformation as a scapegoat
okay.
source. Anyway, thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for my call.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great night. Thank you. Okay. Well, he's got a lot of points that he threw in there. I am on Spotify. My podcast happens to be over there because my syndicator has it over there. Don't ask me why. And it does pretty good, but I've never really paid a lot of attention to it because the main podcast that I'm on is the one that's the most revered in the industry, and that's the one you want to be on.
Well, I mean, I'm on Spotify, too, and like iHeartRadio and a bunch of others.
Yep.
Amazon and Audible and everything
yep.
else.
Me, too.
But to his point, and by the way, Neil Young's out of Canada as well.
Yeah.
The contract Rogan has with them is Spotify realizes that there's infinite bandwidth here. It's not like you have so many radio stations in a city, and so, and the time slots are filled up with talent. Podcast world is as many as they can get, and that's how they make their revenues. Mm-hmm. Spotify could have a billion podcasts on it, and it's up to the people who want to listen to those programs. Rogan happens to be the number one podcast in all of podcast land. He's the most popular guy out there. So these people want to try to attack him? Go ahead. Spotify's not going to care. You know, he's got number one, he's got a contract, but number two, he's the most popular guy on the medium. You know, so you're not going to get rid of him. It's not going to happen. He's not going to go away because you get him off Spotify. He's going to go to some, he's going to go to some other flagship platform, and they're going to get all the revenue. Spotify's not that stupid. You know, so this whole thing is about something more than Joe Rogan. It's about controlling information and forcing people not to listen to something because they don't like it. That's what we have to push back on. It's the difference between freedom and subjugation. And again, it's not a Democrat-Republican thing. Tulsi Gabbard came out and said, you can't silence free speech, otherwise we go down the road to despotism. And this is a Democrat. You know, I got in contact with her after she wrote that. I said, hey, man, I'm a lifelong Republican, a constitutionalist, and a conservative, but I've got to congratulate you and thank you for coming out and saying that because you're right. You know, and there's nothing wrong with looking at somebody from the opposite side of the aisle who says something correct and makes a stand like this and saying, hey, man, let's stand together. When Republicans and Democrats can stand together against a fascist left movement like this, we need to do it.
They should, but they won't.
Well, that's the partisan game in Washington. That's the partisan go along to get along. You can't cross the aisle, have to win at all costs. Clinton-esque Alinsky BS that is now what our Washington, D.C. is. They put politics before government when government needs to come before politics. And unless we right that ship, you're going to see the fascist left continue to make inroads and affect free speech, the freedom of religion, whether you can have a firearm. It's coming.
It is. Okay, listen, my friend, we'll talk to you on Friday, so stay low and stay warm.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out his articles he writes, his podcasts he has, and you'll hear his interviews with me over there, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year, I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All right, and without further ado, here is the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. And just to let people know, the Medicare Part B has gone up to $170.10 per month, and I can get them $148.50 back per month. So just want to make that perfectly clear. We touch that commercial up there, Captain, and we will. But back to sports, and that is the NASCAR starts their season on the short track there at the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah.
Bobby, Joey Logano delivers. It was a clash at the Coliseum, baby, after one Bush. A lot of scraping paint going on there, Captain. And
yeah.
Kind of neat to watch, man. That's how they started, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Big stuff.
It was all about short track racing.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. How about that Pro Bowl game yesterday?
What the heck was that? What was that? Touch football?
I guess it was touch football with pads on. I didn't. You know, it was really weird. I mean, I don't know.
It was a touch football game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Why even play those? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. I get it. Nobody wants to get hurt. But sometimes you can get hurt not wanting to get hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Captain. I mean, yeah, that, playing like that, yeah, somebody getting hurt are going to be slim. But you never know. It's just anything can happen. But it's just amazing that they play the game like that. I mean, would it have been better if they didn't even play, Captain? What's your thoughts? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what, I did not care for the format, whatever it was, okay? And one of the deals is if you're going to play football, play it, but not that way.
Yeah, see, I agree with you. I'm curious what the audience thinks about it. I mean, it's an honor to be named, you know, one of the better athletes in your profession, obviously. And I think that alone is really what these guys want. From just a notoriety standpoint and a pride and ego standpoint, as well financially. Everybody's contract, if you're named in a Pro Bowl, obviously there's an incentive that you get paid additional money. Because it helps the team, too. It's name recognition. So it's a win for all parties in that department. Well, Captain, the Miami Dolphins have announced they're going to hire Coach McDaniel. He's going to be the new head coach. The San Francisco 49er offensive coordinator is going to Miami. And he identifies as multiracial. So that's interesting after what just happened down in Miami with Coach Brian Flores. So we'll see how this era is going to turn out. And I'm looking forward to see what the Dolphins can do. This guy did some good things with the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in San Fran, maybe you can turn around Miami with Tua and the other players. So that should be interesting. There was some great golf yesterday also, Captain, out in California. Pebble Beach, the golf links. Tom Hoke, the guy, you know, fell off. Jordan Spieth, mm-hmm. Patrick Cantlay, a few other good players to win it. So congratulations to him. And that's a neat golf course, very pretty, nice place. You know, it's a pro-am, and a lot of stars were out there. Clint Eastwood, man, he was out there hanging out, still going strong at 91, Captain, and making movies. Pretty neat, if I say so. So congratulations to him and everybody else out there. Basketball and hockey kind of, you know, hockey right now, they have their weekend of All-Stars, so
I gotta ask you about baseball. I've had a lot of people asking me what is the status, what's going to happen, and how long can they wait before they have to postpone the baseball season again?
Well, they were supposed to be reporting right now, Captain. You know, pitchers and catchers. I mean, if they can get this thing resolved by March, you know, then they just play, you know, half of the exhibition games, preseason games, whatever you want to call them, minor league, you know, tune-ups. we'll see. I hope we don't have another problem. You know, baseball is really starting to get back in gear with being America's pastime again, and now this. And, Captain, you know me, I'm always very objective. There's times I'll take the owner's side, times I'll take the player's side. And this time I think the owners are being a little petty, and that's not good. And they need to stop it for the love of the game, for the sport. So I hope they will, you know, wake up and do the right thing. This needs to stop. It's kind of silly, especially with the economy of our country right now, Captain. It's just not a good thing. It's kind of funny when billionaires are fighting with millionaires over things. It's almost nauseating, to say the least. But there are a lot of people.
Well,
you know,
again, my question is, how long do you think they can drag this out? Because we remember what happened when they had the shortened season, what, five, 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was a little longer than that, but yes, sir. It would have to be, I mean, you know, they could get, you can do an 80-game season again, Captain. So to answer your question, I mean, they could wait all the way till May, and it's okay. Well, 2 weeks for it, we're going to just train, you know, our own parks and get ready and then play an 80-game season. To get a full season, I really think it has to be resolved by March 1st. That's my opinion. We'll see if I'm right. Maybe March 15th you could push it, because they start the games late March, you know, 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to give people time. And here's the other problem. By doing this, the others need to realize, and the players do to a point, but you're going to have injuries if you're not properly trained for the season. So, you know, I think these guys are working on their own to where we don't have a bunch of injuries, because that doesn't make the season any fun either. So,
say good morning to George.
Hey, George.
And say good morning to Jeff. And say good morning to Jeff, the godfather. Yep. And say good morning to Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Down in Sarasota. So, there are good guys there, good patriots. We need more patriots in this country and more people standing up to do the right thing for the right reasons. And, I always like to thank our military, Jeff. Thank you for your service and other people out there that, you know, freedom isn't free, and fought for this country and believe in this country. And we need to get back to that, too. We all need to unite and not have so much divisiveness. So we can have some diversity, but let's all work to the common goal. Let's all assimilate to the American way. And God bless America, Captain.
Remember, we are all Americans first.
Amen. And that's what we all have to believe in and start striving for and acting accordingly.
And Flip is saying good morning.
All right, Flip, good man, too. A lot of good guys here in the Tampa Bay community and a lot of people great around this country. Thanks for all our truckers, for all the work they do, Captain, for us to get the supplies and things we need. A lot of good people in this country. Let's get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Captain. My time is
all right.
Bless you. I hope to see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue.
Yep.
On my schedule. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Okay, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback. By the way, go over to the Facebook page they have. Check him out, the Sports Zone on Facebook, and you'll find out about the radio show that he has. And you can communicate with him that way or go over on his personal page over there, Patrick Hyland. Now, I got to tell everybody, we've got a wreck out there on I-75. All of the southbound lanes on I-75 in Tampa are closed in South Hillsborough County at the 301 exit by a deadly crash. Now, that will keep those lanes closed for a while, so please be aware of that. And don't forget to check out my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment or stop by the store, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. I'll see you all tonight on the Radio with more. Have yourself a great day, and remember, it's all about we the people here. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.